Hello, and welcome to another exciting edition of Superstar Radio with your host, LaShawn Suber. She's a career counselor, motivational speaker, as well as life coach. So sit back, prepare to be entertained as well as informed. And without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, LaShawn Suber. Hello and welcome.
Good evening and welcome to Superstar Radio with your host, LaShawn Suber. We are broadcasting live from the fabulous Superstar Studios, and I'm so excited to be here. Excuse me, I would like to welcome our beautiful program director, Brittany Thomas Suber. She's responsible for our social media, our guests, and our topics on the show. She is also a superstar reporter, which she manages the reporters as well. So, Brittany, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Hi, everybody. How's it going tonight on this beautiful hump day? Hump day.
Yes. So, Brittany, as a program director, can you tell us what you're responsible for?
Okay. Well, I'm responsible for overseeing the social media accounts, also overseeing the reporters, making sure that we have the facts and we're sipping on the tea. Okay. There's no fake news going on over here.
Yay. So, Brittany, thank you so much for being a part of Superstar Radio. And to give you a little bit of information or a little background on Superstar Entertainment, it was established in 2000 by my husband, Jeff Suber. He's the founder, the CEO, the producer, and a DJ. So we manage, we have a management company, basically. So everybody knows that we manage two DJs, which is DJ Out of Control, which is Jeff Suber Jr., DJ Breezy, which is Brianna Suber. We have a wonderful, beautiful, fabulous vocalist, Jennifer Bryant, a musician who plays keyboards, bass, drums, Antoine Green, along with their band. So stay tuned about information on Superstar Entertainment. So I would like to start off with a scripture, and this is for every show to start off with a scripture. So the scripture today was given to me by my mom, Helen Williams. Shout out to Mom. Thank you so much for the scripture today. And today, it comes from Philippians 4:13, which is my favorite scripture. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So this is wonderful. She wanted me to let you guys know if you're interested in daily scriptures, you can contact me and I'll give you my information, superstarent@yahoo.com. If you're interested in daily scriptures, from my mom, Helen Wade. So again, thank you, Mom, for the scripture of the day. So is there anyone celebrating celebrations, anniversaries, birthdays? This is a platform for us. This is what we do. So if you are celebrating anything, we want to know that. So you can go ahead and send me an email, which is superstar1@yahoo.com. Or you can superstarent@yahoo.com. Send those birthdays. Send those anniversaries. Send anything that's going on for right now. Right now, I do have a celebration. And shout out to the wonderful, the fabulous ladies of Sigma Gamma Rho Sorority Incorporated. We are having our 95th Founders Day Luncheon, which is Saturday, November the 11th, 2017. It's at the Diamond Banquet and Conference Center. It's in Novi. It's from 12 p.m. to 2, and the doors open at 11:30. Tickets are $60, and I have tickets, so see me for tickets. You have any celebrations, birthdays, or anniversaries?
No, but I do have some a report here. If you guys are looking for something to do with your kids, Halloween, you guys don't want to be out trick-or-treating, I did get some information about the Zoo Boo, which is taking place in the Detroit Zoo. The hours are, let me pull it up here. Okay, so it's starting on October 6th through the 22nd. It's from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. The tickets are $10. So they do encourage people to order the tickets online so you're not waiting in the cold with your little one. There's going to be games, pumpkin carving. There's going to be spooky movies. They also have the Haunted Reptile House, so you want to check that out with your little one.
Yay. So Zoo Boo is coming up, and she's part of our Superstar Reporters. So every week we're going to have some type of happenings going on in the Detroit metro area for moms that want to take their little ones. Or if you have friends and family from out of town, we'll tell you what the happening spots are. So you can kind of entertain them. What's going on with our arenas downtown, Brittany? So we have Ford Field, Comerica Park. Now we got Little Caesars Arena,
which just opened today.
Exactly.
Hockey game.
So we will be bringing you all type of information as far as what's happening. So I am so excited, you guys. This has been wonderful. Our board is lit up, literally. So if you have a question, concern, please let me know. I will bring you on the line to bring you on the line, so you can kind of talk to us what you want to hear, topic, guests, all that kind of great stuff. But without further ado, this is our premiere show, Superstar Radio, and we have an absolute fabulous guest. I love her. Let me tell you. So her name is Tay Ford. She is 27 years old. She's a graduate of Michigan State University with her bachelor's in communication with a double minor in sociology and women and gender studies. She also holds a master's degree in science of administration with a concentration in philanthropy and fundraising. That's from Central Michigan University. And she's also obtaining her graduate certificate in human resource administration. Like, she's 27 years old, y'all. That is wonderful. She's also the co-founder of a nonprofit organization called A Village of Wings. She is the executive director. She leads parent programs such as Diary of a Mother, Real Fathers, Real Men. Without further ado, please welcome the awesome, the beautiful Tay Ford. Tay Ford, welcome to Superstar Radio.
Welcome. Awesome. I am so excited to be a part of today's show. I just want to thank you, LaShawn, as well as Brittany, for having me on the premiere show of Superstar Radio.
Yay. We're so happy to have you. We are so happy to have you. So you are the co-founder of a nonprofit organization, The Village of Wings. So before we get into that, what's your backstory? Like, what is your story? How did you come about to form a Village of Wings nonprofit? How did you form it and why?
I would definitely have to start off with the why. The why actually started from actually being a teenager. I dealt a lot with a lot of insecurities. I dealt a lot with not feeling like I was enough. Now, don't get me wrong. I was good grades in school. I had a great family support. But for some reason, I always compared myself or didn't feel like I was achieving or experiencing the things that I should. So at age 19, I actually got pregnant. And when I got pregnant, I found out the day after I tried to commit suicide. And that's something that forever will be a part of my life, because suicide was something that was on my mind from a little girl, from being 13, 14, 15, 16 years old, but I never told anyone. I never talked about it. No one ever knew that I was going through those things. So by the time I was 19 and still trying to play this perfect person, it was my son that truly saved my life and made me realize that God was giving me an opportunity to not only live again, but to carry a life. And for him to trust me enough to carry a life meant so much. So A Village of Wings started once I realized how important it was to utilize the village atmosphere that you surround yourself around. Nothing dealing with Noah, that's my son's name, was easy. But I was able to get through it because I had my family, my friends. I had an organization on campus at Michigan State called Student Parents on a Mission. Even when I came back home, I had just individuals that were in my life that really wanted to be that village atmosphere for my son and I. So speeding along the way, two of my friends, one is my cousin, Keontae Carter. And my sister, she's kind of like my big little sister, Lauren Holmes, we start talking one day just about different challenges, different things going on in the community. But we also talked about some of our own insecurities, some of our own challenges and obstacles that we were facing. And despite we were all facing something different, we realized that we needed each other. We needed that village atmosphere if we were going to truly be successful, if we were going to truly accomplish things, if we were going to truly raise our children. So we realized that and took it to our community. Our community needed that village atmosphere. So that's really how A Village of Wings got started. It really got started based off of insecurities, failures, but it also got started because of love and people wanting to help one another.
Oh, wow.
That's a powerful story.
That's a very powerful story, and I commend you, Tay, for actually telling the story. You know, some people keep that inside, and they don't want people to know. They may be ashamed or embarrassed, but you're using yours. You turned yours around for the good, and I applaud you for that. So I am so impressed. I am so impressed. So tell us a little bit more about A Village of Wings. Like, what is that all about? And I see that that's your baby.
Yes, it is all of our babies, to be honest. Our mission is a vow to strengthen parents, youth, and individuals within the Metro Detroit community to lead well-informed and fulfilled lives through unity, pride, and respect. And the reason why we want to reestablish that village atmosphere in the community, because we believe it not only takes a village to raise a child, it takes a village to be a village. So our organization focuses not only on parents, not only on youth, not only on people in the community or the atmosphere or environment. We focus on all three because we truly believe it takes the entire village. So you can't have events necessarily for youth and not have nothing for the parents and then not have nothing for that community. So we tie in really all three. And the fact that we stand on unity, which is understanding the needs and issues of today's youth, which is led by Lauren Holmes, which is really talking about understanding our youth, getting to know them, seeing where they're at right now. Pride stands for parents, raising, inspiring, and developing with each other, which is really taking parents and focusing in on the things they need. And then respect. Respect is our environment, which is led by Keontae Carter, and really focusing in on our community and focusing on our community needs. So we tie all of those together. And even though it sounds like so much, it truly is the village foundation.
Wow. Yes, it does. It takes a village. And some people still don't get that concept, but it does. Long time ago, remember, you know, this whole generation is different because long time ago, I remember Big Mama. Y'all remember me having Big Mamas? Or grandparents,
yes.
And they helped out raising the children, and they had the great morals and the values, and we were scared, but they had a firm hand on us, and they really helped, and that was part of our village to help raise children. So I applaud you for that. So what do you have going on right now? Because I know you have a big event that's going on Saturday. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, yeah, so this is October is our Youth Focus Month. It is Bullying Awareness Month. If anybody did not know that, it is Bullying Awareness Month. And A Village of Wings is hosting our second annual Detroit Against Bullying Youth Fashion Show, affectionately known as DAB, off the dance. This fashion show brings together youth from ages 5 to 17, not just for a fashion show, but they also have skits. And they also have drawings and poems and different things that they did. And we give them a creative platform to stand against bullying. So I'm very excited about it. It will be this Saturday, October 7th, at Revolution Church, which is at 21125 Northwestern Highway in Southfield, Michigan, 48075. And tickets are just $20 in advance and $25 at the door. But the money raised from this event is going to support a scholarship for our youth. So it is amazing to have people really focus in on bullying.
Wow, very good. So can you say that information again? Because I want our listeners to hear that. so we can pass this information on, so we can make your event very, very, very successful, because we have to, you know, applaud, we have to commend, and we have to celebrate. So if you can say that information again.
Yes, it is October 7th, 2017, so this Saturday at Revolution Church, and that's located in Southfield, Michigan at 21125 Northwestern Highway. And tickets are just $20 in advance, $25 at the door. You can go to avillageofwings.org. Again, that's avillageofwings.org, and scroll down to the bottom of the page and purchase tickets. All the funding from the event is going to support our youth. So it's going to be a very exciting event to just really bring awareness about bullying to our community.
Great. And we also have our very own DJ Breezy. She will be on the ones and so
which
we're
very excited.
Yes, we're very excited. Well, Tay, I think Brittany have a couple questions. If you guys have some questions, please hit number one on your phone and I can bring you on the line. And you can also ask Tay some questions. Are you ready to say some questions a little bit, Tay?
Of course, I'm always open.
Okay.
All right, Tay. Thank you so much for that story. Once again, that really touched me. I do have some questions. Like when you were saying no one knew about your depression that you were going through, nobody knew about your suicidal thoughts and all that was going on with you. As parents, what kind of signs can we look for, you know, to look at our child? Because sometimes children, they don't want to speak up and say what's really going on. Do you know what type of signs as parents we can look for to try to prevent the further depression with the children and being bullied and things like that?
Yes, I definitely speak on that. From my testimony, I more so was I don't want to say a faker, but I faked happiness. So I was always excited. I was always doing things. I was always smiling. I was always involved with everything. But it was the time that I was in the room by myself. It was the time that I was writing in my notebook. It was the time that I was in the bathroom that I kind of hid away and didn't really communicate. But anytime I was around my parents, anytime that I was around my friends or my teachers, I was always happy go lucky Tay. When it comes to our youth, especially now, I would say for parents to just be more aware. Because it's not always necessarily the behavior, it's just by communicating with our children. Because our children, to be honest, I was 13, 14, 15 at the time, but our children know how to fake it too. Our children know when mommy is going through it. My children know when daddy is going through it. So sometimes our children are so aware of that they fake or they hold things inside. I would just really advise parents, because I don't think it's always obvious signs. I think it takes you actually communicating with your child, spending that extra time after school, spending that extra time before going to bed, spending that extra time on the way to school to just talk to them. Talk to them about the people in their classroom. Talk to them about just different things that they're a part of, how they're feeling about it, and letting them know that it's okay to talk to you. Because I think that right now we want to look for obvious signs, but truly there aren't that many obvious signs. There really isn't. It's going to take parents to be more involved, more conversations. Because what I have noticed, even with my son, they want to tell you what's going on, just don't know how or if it's okay.
Right. So basically, we want to open up those lines of communication with our children. And then, you know, with this day and age, I'm hearing a lot about cyberbullying going on, where people are taken to the internet, they're being trolls online, they're attacking kids, you know, verbally online, sending out photos and just doing a lot of different stuff, you know, that wasn't around, like, say, 10 years ago.
Right.
The bullying can sometimes get to the extreme where you are faced with it at school, you're faced with it at home. What kind of does your organization have any like advice for kids that want to come that's being cyberbullied? Like, what advice or what can we do?
Our organization spend about 4 weeks on bullying with our youth. We have one-on-one sessions. We have speakers come in and talk about different things. And one of our speakers, Al Woods, as well as Cornell Lee, came in and talked to our children, including cyberbullying. What advice I can give from their conversation with the kids is also the same thing, to speak up, to talk to your parents about it. But in addition, a lot of our parents don't even know that their children have social media accounts. So I would really advise parents to be more aware of the social media accounts that our children have and checking them more often, knowing the password to those different things, especially if our children, our children are minors, we want to make sure we're aware of that. For our youth, the advice that I would ask parents or encourage parents to give to their youth is to, one, know your audience and who you're following. Sometimes our youth are following individuals that they know are
followed.
Mm-hmm. And they, and our youth does, like, one situation that we had with one of our youth is that she's being bullied. She follows them on Snapchat and different things of that nature, and she didn't want to not follow them because then she wouldn't know what was going on. But at the same time, she was hurting by the information they were putting out there. And I think that's when it takes account that our children need to know when to speak up and speak out to us. To our parents, to authorities at school is very important. So the advice that I would have to come back and say for our youth is to be able to speak up. Don't be afraid to speak up when you know that you're getting bullied. When you don't be afraid to show your parents or adults what's going on. And for our parents, it would be so more be aware of what your children is actually involved in when it comes to social media.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. Now, this one last question that I do have. Have you ever dealt with an actual bully, like, come to you and ask you for help? Because I know in most cases, a lot of times that I've seen, the bullies are actually hurting on the inside themselves, you know? And it can tend to escalate from there. Like, I've seen stories of kids who were bullies and they escalated to more violent behavior. There's got to be some steps we can do to help out the bullies and try to get to the problems. Why do they feel the need to want to verbally or cyber bully someone?
Actually, one of my very close friends, I would say, didn't come to me, but they helped me to realize something, which was accountable. And I think that's what I never had an instance where I had a bully come to me and ask for help, but I have had instances where I had people come to me who knew they were doing things maybe they shouldn't have been doing, and just not being held accountable. We have to hold bullies accountable for what they're doing, but we also have to ask them that question that sometimes they can't answer, which is why. Why are you doing this? What are you getting out of this? You have to ask those questions that challenge people and get people to think. And I think when it comes to bullying, a lot of times we are quick to say that is wrong, you shouldn't do that, but we don't tell them why they shouldn't do that. We don't ask them why are they feeling the need to do this, what is causing it. We don't ask those deeper questions when it comes to bullying, and I think that is one way to help a bully realize what they're doing is really hurting others. So I haven't had an instance where I had a bully come to me, but I've had instances where sometimes people just don't even realize what they're doing is wrong. Mm-hmm. I had recently spoke with my coworker when I was telling him about the bullying show. I spoke with my coworker, and he talked about how he used to be a bully and how he is now 40 years old and wish he could go back and apologize to the children that he used to bully, because now he realized, now that he has children, he wouldn't want his child to ever go through that.
Exactly.
And I think a lot of times it's getting people to realize that you wouldn't want that to happen to you, to have that same respect for yourself, to love for yourself. And many times bullies don't realize that the lack of respect they're doing is not going to only hurt the person, but it's going to hurt them in the long run.
Exactly. Well, I know that you mentioned the social media, and I have to honestly say that I am on Snapchat. I'm L7 on Snapchat. So, because I know my daughter's on Snapchat. So, yeah. And I think that you need to be more aware about what's going on. So I think this is wonderful information, wonderful advice. So if you have any questions for the wonderful Tay Ford, please hit number one, and I can bring you on the line to ask her some questions, or you can, on the caller that's on the line, we can chat. So we have a chat line that's actually open as well. So if you want to ask some questions and see some things and talk to her about bullying, if you know someone who's been bullied, who's someone who's getting bullied, who doesn't want to say anything, we have to speak up because it's an epidemic, actually, right? So you hear the bad side of it where kids are committing suicide. And to be honest with you, some people, grown people, get bullied. I mean, you can have bullying within the office. So sometimes your boss can bully you. Isn't that crazy? But that happens. So we're going to still have Tay Ford on for the remainder of the show. If you have any questions, let us know. I'll bring you on the air to ask the questions. So you let us know what's going on, okay? Tay, are you going to stay with us throughout the rest of the show?
Of course.
Yay, great. So thank you so much for being on the show, and I know you're going to stay with us for the rest of the show. We have a couple of announcements. This is going by so well. I thank you guys for being, like, the best audience on the Superstar Radio premiere. our next show is going to be each and every Wednesday at 8:30 for an hour. And the next one is Career Planning. It's a 2018 series of Career Planning.
We're getting started early
because by profession, I'm an HR professional. I have a degree in human resources. I have a certification in career facilitation development. So I get asked these calls all the time. I've been in HR. I was talking with somebody earlier. I've been in HR less since 1994, whenever O.J. Simpson was on trial. I talk about that. So whenever O.J. Simpson was on trial, that's when I started doing the HR at a small little agency, and I was making about $2. But anyway, so our series are going to be career planning. So a lot of people ask me about resumes, transferable skills. They want to go back. Maybe they want to go back to school. That's when my career counseling come into effect. So we're going to get to that. It's going to be a series because you can't do a career planning in an hour. So we're going to do a series. We're going to do part one is going to be next Wednesday. So get all your questions, get your comments and everything. Get your resume together because I love to look at resumes. People think that's crazy, but I read resumes like a story. And most people read resumes from the top to the bottom. Oh, I flip the resume over and start from the back, from the bottom, and read it up. I want to know what you've been doing and what's your story. So that's going to be next week at 8:30. Career Planning Series, 2018 series. We're going to get you ready for the new year. As of November, that's when companies like go into their holiday season. They're not thinking about hiring, but we are. So we're going to get you ready for that. Superstar Entertainment, and along with Superstar Radio, we're going to have live shows, you guys. Our live broadcast is going to see myself and Brittany on the air. Yay. And we're also getting our YouTube channel together. So we got a lot of big things. So I'm so excited. This is, again, the platform. I want to know about job openings. I want to know about everything because I can't hold this information in. I have to let it out. We have to be a village to each other. So we do have some job openings. So if anybody is looking for job openings, let me know because I have I got four jobs available, you guys. Four jobs. One of my girlfriends, her name is Stacey Roper. She's listening. Thank you so much, Stacey. Love you. She works at Med National Staffing, and this is for Beaumont. So we're looking for patient transporters. They make $14 an hour. Phlebotomists, they make between $13 and $14 an hour. Medical assistants, $13 to $13.50. And housekeepers, $10 to $12 an hour. These are some really good jobs. Please take advantage of it. I am going to give you my information. Actually, I'm going to give you her information. Her name is Stacy Roper. Her email address is sroper, R-O-P-E-R, at mednationalstaffing.com. And if you're interested, if you know anyone that's interested, please pass on this information to her. And we have some job announcements, too, some advertisements. So when people knew a little bit about the show and what we tried to do, I told the people, I said, hey, if you're an entrepreneur, because I am such a big fan of entrepreneurship, because my husband and I, we got Superstar Entertainment, so we're trying to do big things as well. So we have a job, announcements. So, Brittany, did you want to do the first announcement?
Yes, I sure will, and I love this announcement. Okay. If you guys know me, I love virgin hair. And if you want to know about hair, let me know. I just reviewed this beautiful hair from Cliché Couture Collection. It's Brazilian hair. They have silky straight, loose waves. Call Tisha Johnson at 313-974-0995. Or you can visit her on Facebook at Cliché Couture Collection. So my Cliché is looking for stylists and makeup artists. Contact the owner, Tisha Johnson. She is located at 15940 West McNichols between Greenfield and Southfield Freeway. You guys, this hair is amazing. I've dyed it. It's maintained its natural wave pattern. We've straightened it, and it went back curly. It does not shed. This is some high-quality hair. We have another announcement here. This is for Golden Touch Professional Cleaning Services. It's our business to make your business shine. Contact Ovi and Shea Golden at 313-913-3136, commercial and residential.
Let me say the number again. It's 313-919-3136.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Thank you, Sean. We have another announcement. Taste of the East Kitchen and Grill. Taste of the East, where we will lead you to the road of quality eats. Quality eats our way or the highway. Contact Malik at 248-808-4548.
Okay, great. So do we have any questions for Kay, questions for us, myself, and Brittany? Are there any questions that you would like to say? I can actually bring you on the line and we can talk about it. So you can just start talking, and if you want to come on the line, just let me know. We can go from there. So we have any questions that you want to talk about?
Looks like we got a chat question, Sean,
right there. Okay, let's talk about our chat question.
Okay, this person says, what are the differences between bullying? What is that, bullying?
Right.
It looks like the chat is cut off there.
What are the differences, like the forms of bullying, Tay, that we should look for?
Oh, yes. Okay, definitely. There are many forms of bullying. One is physical bullying, which can be pushing, shoving, hitting, threats, anything of that nature that's physical. Emotional bullying, which is like name-calling, insulting, teasing, different things of that nature. There's social bullying, which is gossiping, teasing, talking about people's appearances, excluding them from a public atmosphere. There's cyberbullying, which is text messages, threats through text messages, threats through the web, also through any type of social media account or email. There's also There's also negative friendships. So bullying where people come off as friends to those individuals, but they verbally or negatively impact those individuals. And there's also like peer conflict, which is a different style of bullying as well. So it's multiple styles of bullying that sometimes we don't really pay attention to. So being cognitive of just those different bullying styles is really important.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. It looks like we have another chat question for you, Tay. And it says, how common is bullying today? Do we know? It seems like it's pretty common now.
I don't have any data behind it to really show, but bullying is more common than we think, because bullying comes in ways that we don't even think is bullying. So as I stated before, we most of the time, if we had a interview or a discussion with our children that's participating in the fashion show, and they, when we asked them what is bullying, the main thing that people or our youth talked about was physical, hitting, pushing, anything of that nature. They didn't really understand any other forms of bullying, which was verbal, as well as cyber and social and emotional bullying. Sometimes our parents don't even realize that they're bullying. So bullying is very common. I think understanding that bullying is one feel internally insecure about themselves and utilizing things about them to hurt them. And sometimes I think it's more common than we think. Like you said earlier, our adults even bully.
Oh, wow. Yes, exactly. Exactly. you wanted to talk about a little bit about self-accountability?
Yes, I did. Bullying is something that's definitely very passionate about my to me. But also another topic that I really wanted to talk about was self-accountability. It's something that I'm kind of going through right now, which is being aware of yourself. I know we talk a lot about being aware of your children and even our youth being aware of situations that are in. But sometimes we as individuals, as not only women but also as men, need to be aware of where we are. Earlier, I spoke about suicide and how that was many of my thoughts and feelings growing up, and always feeling the need to cover it up. Always feeling the need to be this individual that was good for everybody else, but I was bad for myself. And when I talk about self-accountability, we can even be bullies to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is
That's
something
great.
that sounds kind of like crazy, but if you really think about it, we are sometimes our worst critic. We are that individual that's in our mind 24/7. And for myself, I noticed for myself, even to this day, I had it worse when I was younger, that I always compared myself to the next person. I always compared myself to the expectations or held myself to the expectations of others, but failed to realize that I was not holding myself up to the self-expectations of myself, that I wasn't holding myself accountable for taking care of me. And I really want to talk about that in addition to bullying, because I think that is something that us as adults need to start being aware of and taking accountability for. I have the hero syndrome, and I know that sometimes a lot of us moms have that, where we feel as though we have to work, take care of the kids, do our extracurricular activities, be a part of all these different things. But at the end of the day, sometimes we forget to take care of ourselves. So I just really want to bring awareness as we're talking about bullying to start being accountable of yourself and taking yourself and stop bullying yourself. Stop criticizing yourself. Stop comparing yourself to someone else. The one thing that I wanted to kind of bring close, I put it as my Facebook status recently, which was, stop looking at what you can't do, but what God can do through you. And I think that's so important. And let me say that again. Stop looking at what you can't do, but what God can do through you. And I think that's so important, not only when it comes to bullying, but when it comes to just self-reflection and confidence in yourself, is that God gave you a gift. And if He gave you a gift, then you have the honor to utilize that gift. And sometimes our children are struggling trying to realize what gift that is, because they're trying to compare their gift to the standards of society. So we have to, as parents, as adults, as individuals that are within children's lives, to make sure that we start identifying our children's gifts as well as our gifts and start holding ourselves accountable to meet those. So I know I want to jump in on that, but I really want to tie that in. I'm not sure who that's for, but that's just an answer to what you're talking about, which was learning how to stop saying no to everyone else and not saying no to yourself. You
that's
have to
so
learn when to self-check yourself.
Oh, my gosh. We can bully ourselves into, like, you know,
I never thought of
holding up so many plates in the air and not letting them fall because we want to have that hero syndrome. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely.
And if one plate falls, we like, oh my gosh, we're failures. And as moms, you're right, mm-hmm. we do so much. Brittany is a new mom.
Yes.
she's a new mom of a seven month old, so she's learning a lot being a mom. So we have to educate the new moms into, you know, how can we of course talk to our kids about bullying at an early age. Not have that hero syndrome all the time because we want to do everything. So I think that this has been – you have a question, Brett?
Yeah. And, it, you know, as a lot, what's going on today in the world, you know, when we're talking about bullying, it's really hard, too, when we have such terrible examples of what's going on, you know, with Donald Trump and him being such a bully himself. As parents, like, I was thinking about that today. How do I explain to my daughter, like, you don't talk to women like that. Guys are not supposed to disrespect women. You are not supposed to bully or mistreat a person because of where they come from or their race or their cover of their color of their skin. It's hard to do that because there's a lot of bad examples out there. But as parents, like you said, say it takes a village, and I'm thankful to be surrounded by powerful women that I can learn and, you know, get examples and know what to say to my daughter when I'm saying something, but the world may be throwing the other examples out there.
Yes. I just want to piggyback that off of that, Brittany, of It Takes a Village. I really think about myself as a mom and why A Village of Wings even started or why I was even a part of so many different things at school was because I realized that I couldn't do it on my own. And that's something that I think as a mother or a parent, that's a strike to your ego, your pride, because you try so hard to be this amazing person. But when you stop and realize that I need help, I can't do it on my own, you realize that you're so much better. And it takes the support you surround your child around. So A Village of Wings started not just because we wanted to do something great for the community, but because we needed to form a foundation and an atmosphere for our children. A lot of the people within our organization, and I'm so thankful for so many people that have committed to this organization and stayed committed and donated their time, and I just say thank you. With so many people to name, I just say thank you for that. But a lot of people in our organization joined our organization because they couldn't do it on their own, that they wanted to surround their children around examples. And I think that is something that we as a community need to really start coming together and doing and realizing that you can't do it on your own. When it comes, you brought up so many examples like Trump and other people in media and just how they're portraying how we address things, and it's wrong. It takes parents. It takes teachers, it takes businesses in the community, it takes people in the community to start coming together and standing up for what is right and teaching our youth what is right. We can't just say, you know, you need to address it by yourself because you as a mother can't address it on your own. Because when your daughter goes to school, she's going to be surrounded by something. When she is on the internet or anything of that nature, she's going to be surrounded by something. Turn on the news, you're going to be surrounded. Things you're going to hear a lot of negativity and different things. It takes us as a community, as a village, to start standing up for what is wrong. And it doesn't matter what age you are, bullying is bullying. It has no age, it has no race, it has nothing to stop it. bullying is bullying, and the only way we're going to stop and actually come together as a community is if people start standing up, speaking out, and lending a helping hand. We can't do things on our own. And there's so many different organizations that I commend are doing great jobs. But the thing is, when you have so many individuals in their own lane, nobody is bridging the gap in between those lanes. So our children are getting lost in between those different lanes. Our individuals are getting lost in between those lanes. There's our trends that are happening where it's pound Black Lives Matter, where it's pound justice for this person, where it's pound stop this. It's all these hashtags, different things. But what we're missing is that village atmosphere. And that all goes through when you do everything that you want and you believe in with love, then that bridge is closed. And I think that's what our organization really was about, and what is about, is bridging that gap. Because you as a mother should not be fearful to talk to your daughter about what's going on in the world. In fact, you should be confident because you're able to tell her what is right and what is going on, and you know that the people that you surround her with say the same thing. So that's just something I'm very passionate about, is connecting those dots, if that makes sense.
Yes, that does. Thank you so much for that. And I just want to take the time right now just to say a prayer for the lives that were lost over the Las Vegas shooting. That's been really heavy on my heart today, and I did tell Sean I wanted to just take a moment here and just pray together about this situation, because it is affecting everyone. And like you said, we have to be a village. We have to talk about these things. We have to educate our youth when it comes to bullying, educate our youth when it comes to suicides and harming others, just like those kids who went into the school and shot up the school. Like, we need to come together. Like you said, everything you said is totally true. And I just want to take this time out to just think about the lives that were lost.
Let's have a moment of silence for the lives in Las Vegas. Thank you, everyone, for that. Any questions for Tay Forte? This has been wonderful. You are awesome. You are really, really awesome. And I'm so glad that you have decided to be a part of our premier radio show for Superstar Radio. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You know, when we only met a couple weeks ago. And when I first met Tay, you guys, Brianna and I went to her fashion show rehearsal. And off the bat, she gave us a hug. And I love that. And her spirit was so warm and genuine. And I was like, oh, my. And not to mention, guys, she's very pretty. She's a very beautiful girl. And she asked us right off the street, hey, we're trying to teach the kids how to walk in the fashion show. Can you and Brianna kind of walk and show them? So we just came from another fabulous event. So Brianna was like, we were like, yeah. So we walking in this fashion show. We didn't know anybody in the room. We just met Tay. But it was like the camaraderie and coming together, and it was for the kids and this wonderful event. So, Tay, can you go over the information for Saturday? Because we have to really, I mean, I'm so excited about it because of the children and the youth and the skits that they're doing. And, you know, I'm very excited about what's going on Saturday. So can you go over that again?
Yes, I will. Just so everybody knows, this is Detroit Against Bullying Youth Fashion Show. This is our second annual show. It is going to be held this Saturday, October 7th, at Revolution Church. That is located at 21125 Northwestern Highway. Again, that's 21125 Northwestern Highway, and that's located in Southfield, Michigan. It's $20 in advance, $25 at the door. I just want to say a big thank you to you, LaShawn, as well as Brittany, for having me on. From day one, your spirit, everything has just truly been welcoming, and it's just allowed me to feel not only at peace but also confident in knowing that God truly places amazing people in your life.
Oh,
and with
God.
That note, I want to just say thank you to my mom who has been more confident in me than I've been in myself. I want to thank Lauren and Kiki, the co-founders of Village of Wings, for believing in each other, for doing this organization. And I just want to give a really huge thank you. It's so many people to name, but everybody that's ever participated in the Village of Wings, for anyone that ever supported us, for anyone that ever donated, for anyone who ever took the time to come to the event, for our parents that trust us with their youth. We have 25 youth in the show. I just want to say thank you. Without you, we really could not have even gotten to this far. So I extend my love, my appreciation, and I truly believe the sum is greater than the whole of its parts. So I just truly hope individuals realize that you can truly, truly magnify together.
Wow, that's fabulous, and that's awesome. And, Tay, thank you again so much for being our first guest on the Superstar Radio Show. We've had so much fun today, you guys. Brittany, did you have fun?
Yes, I did.
This is great. We're so excited. We're going to do this all again, you guys. It's going to be like a celebration on the radio, the internet radio, at blogtalkradio.com. If you have, if you would like to be a guest on my show, please, or you have topics, please email us at superstarent@yahoo.com. And it's SUBERSTARENT at yahoo.com. So this is wonderful. Or if you want to call me, we have a superstar number. It's 248-506-1272. We also, you can find me on Facebook at LaShawn Suber. Superstar Entertainment is on Facebook. And we are also on Instagram, right, Britt?
Yes.
Yay.
Follow us on IG at Superstar ENT
on Instagram. So if you have any questions, concerns, again, we'll do this all again next week. And please tell your friends, tell your families. And I would like to give a shout out to my wonderful family and friends. Thank you so much for showing me so much love in the last past 2 weeks, getting this all together. I'd like to shout out to the wonderful ladies of Sigma Gamma Rho Sorority Incorporated. Yep, I love you guys so much. And Tay, did you have any other words before we sign off?
Yes, you can definitely follow me at my name is Me and the Kid. That's MeAndAkIdD. I know that's long, but it started because of Noah. You can also follow the organization at A Village of Wings. At Facebook, you can follow us at Instagram. You can follow us on the website, which is avillageofwings.org. Again, I just want to say thank you. Thank you to my boyfriend, Cornell, my sister, as well as just Noah, my son. I just want to acknowledge him for just giving me that, as well as God. I thank him first and foremost. So thank you both for just giving me this platform.
Well, thank you so much. And you guys have a wonderful evening. Again, we'll be back next week. And love you guys for it. You take care. Bye-bye.
So, hey, how did I do?
Doing really well.
I don't know what I found much.
We have to.
Yeah, it's recorded.
How do I do
Travis,
thank you.
What is Travis?